to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, we have our being, and we persist in such a time as this, doing the will of the Father, doing that which the Father has for us to do. Yeah, it's gotten crazy out there more and more. Definitely not where we once were, and God only knows where all this ends up. I'm trying to get away from church programming and church thinking, which has people making all kinds of conclusions and assumptions about certain things. But I always think back to the fact that with Christ Jesus, everybody had the way that they thought the Messiah would show up. They had their prophecies, which were all fulfilled, by the way. They had their teachings, their traditions, their expectations, and their anticipations. You know, you remember there was a lot of people popping up here and there during that time when Christ was arrived on the scenes. People claiming to be different things. You know, they talk about it. Gamaliel talks about it when they're trying to figure out what to do with Peter and those guys after they testified of the truth and saw the miracles of God, and they were trying to figure out how do they squash this thing. And he cited a couple examples of things that were going on during that time, reflective of the time, reflective of the anticipation that people had, reflective of the fact that people were looking for, they were looking for a savior, they were looking for somebody with the answer, they were looking for somebody to show up and to make everything go, everything right, everything good, to have a savior, to have somebody to follow, to have somebody to give their allegiance to. Following the guy out in the desert, doesn't matter, you know, followers falling with their people, or with their gurus, with their leaders. But in the end, all these things coming to naught. What did Gamaliel's instruction to the Pharisees of the day was, don't mess with this, whatever's going on here. If it's of man, it's going to come to nothing. And if it's of God, you're going to find yourself fighting against God. Well, history is recorded sufficiently that it was of God, and it is of God. Very wise instruction, by the way. Something that is missing from today's discourse a lot of times, because people find themselves, they're so quick to make a conclusion and to rail against something that, without even realizing that the fact and the truth, which is if it's of man, it's probably going to fall apart. So you don't need to be railing against it. Just give it a little time, because everything of man is apart from the vine, and everything of man falls apart. But everything of God continues. Everything of God continues to, it will go on until it completes the purpose for which God put it into the motion in the first place. So the things of God continue on until they have their full reign. Whereas the things of the world and the things of man are like broken branches. They're broken off from the source, from the vine. They wither and they die. Like God has said in His Word, apart from Me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing apart from Him. So that's why we remain in the vine. And we let His words remain in us. And we do the thing that God gives us to do. We do it with grateful hearts. And we recognize that all these other things, these plans of man, these ideas, these anticipations, all of those extras, they really, anything that's apart from God doesn't count for much. It falls apart. So, does that make it, now this knowledge, this understanding, does that make it any easier? Not really. We still have to go through. You still have to you still have to deal with the situations of the day. We still have to deal with the fact that there's so much disinformation out there, so much lies, so many charlatans, opportunists, people waiting to pick your pocket, steal your resource, capture your joy, get you sucked into their thing, destroy your soul in the process, do everything they can to make your life miserable. Yeah, all that's there. And we have to navigate through those things, and the Spirit of God will quicken you so that you can. You know, in the middle of all that's taking place, if you've trusted God to lead your life, then don't break that now. You know, don't second guess that now. Listen, when we put it before God and we pray, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done, when you do that, you're opening yourself up for his purpose and plan to be manifest. Keep going in that. And sometimes his purpose and his plan may be uncomfortable. A lot of times that's the case. But in the process of going through, you're on your way and you're going through in a journey that is resulting in something specific, resulting in the manifestation of what God wants. You know, sometimes it is hard because, you know, we're human. We experience the limitation of our current being and our current state. You know, it's hard when you've got ideas that could make a difference and they can't come to fruition. It's tough when the resources that could potentially change things are denied or they're diverted. Or when you get traction and then you get kneecapped. How many of you have had that happen a few times? You're just moving forward in something, things look like they're going well, and then all of a sudden, boom, something out of just beyond human, beyond the natural course of things, beyond natural, normal pressures of business, or relationships, or finance, or whatever it may be. And you do realize that the enemy is not, I mean, he'll pull out every stop possible to try to stop whatever God's doing with you if you're given over to him, because he knows that anything that God does with you when you've been given over to the light and to the truth is going to further the kingdom. It's going to further the kingdom of God and the manifestation of it on the earth, which is the last thing the enemy wants. So whatever it is that you're doing, if you start a website, okay, that's what he's got to work to stop. If you start a podcast, he's got to try to stop that. If you do a channel, that's what, doesn't matter your content, just matters that you've given yourself over to God to do that. You understand? It's not even the specific endeavor, it's the source of the endeavor. Because in the realm of the Spirit, everything is seen. In the realm of the Spirit, you know, you can tell where things are coming from. You know, have you ever been in a situation where you've seen some, you've been there and you've heard somebody speak or something like that, and they may be dressed really nice and not a hair's out of place, and they may be saying nice things, but you pick up in the Spirit just an ugly spirit in that person, or like a wolf in sheep's clothing in that person? Have you been in that situation where you can sense in the realm of the Spirit what's going on with somebody? And it's not what it looks like on the surface. It's never what it looks like on the surface. What's true and what's real is in the realm of the Spirit. That's why too, when we're done here, that's where we go. We go to that which is real. We go to that which is eternal. We go to that which carries on from this whole thing. You know, I, for one, you know, I want to follow this thing through and, excuse me, finish this whole thing up. But, you know, I'm, you know, this is not, this life and what it is has not been a joyous occasion. It's not been a reason to celebrate, by and large. In a lot of ways, I've had joy and peace, and God has blessed me in a lot of things, but this has not been a happy place at all. And when you see the suffering, and when you see all that's going on around us, and you see, and you sense that, and you feel that, it's just like, oh my gosh, come Lord Jesus. You know, we need a Savior. And not this man-made dribble, all these fake and empty promises, limited humans trying to promise other limited humans something they could never do or never deliver on anyways. Rather, what we need is the Father of our spirits to take hold completely on our reality and on our experience here, and to intervene. Lord Jesus, your kingdom come, and your will be done in Jesus' name. That's what we need. We recognize this. We know this. We long for this. The Spirit of God within us longs for this. And that's what we pray for. But you're going to see a lot of fakesters coming up in these days. Listen, your attention is valuable, okay? You know, people talk about your time. Well, your time doing what? Giving something your attention. So, you know, your attention is immediate. Your attention is much more of an eternal and a present state than time. When people say, oh, yeah, my time. No, where do you put your attention? You know, if you don't think your attention is valuable, just look at a company like Facebook. It's built completely on your attention. And it has its valuation based on your attention. In fact, if you do a little background into how that company is set up, they do everything they can to try to get more attention from you. So they use the same kind of tactics to trigger your dopamine and your serotonin in your brain with sounds and pings and colors and lights and notifications, and the way that they do all that to get you more engaged, to get you to spend more time there. Because why? Because your attention is valuable, and they monetize your attention. They actually have taken that and then put it into a way where they can monetize it. Take your attention away from anything and that thing will die. That thing will fall apart. That thing will shrivel up. A news anchor that doesn't have anybody watching them no longer remains a news anchor. A social media platform that no longer has people using it, no longer giving it its attention, falls apart. It's worth nothing. Overnight, you can take a $1 billion company and turn it into zero if you remove your attention from it. So I don't know if people realize the value of that which, where they put their focus, where they put their attention. Be mindful of your attention and where you put it. Be deliberate about it. If you want to go watch a movie, fine, but do it on purpose. Don't do it just as a default, as an escape, as a way to numb your mind. You know, be purposeful now more than ever. You know, these are things that anybody can do. You know, there are keys that will quicken you and enable you to live a better and a higher quality of existence while you're here. This is one of them. Don't waste your attention on all of the bells and whistles and the stupidness of this world. Be aware but not distracted. We've talked about that a lot on Human 2020 and in our monthly shows there. with Zeph and the crew. It's been a blessing to be part of that. It's been a blessing to see and to be part of what God has been doing in that space in this time. You know, this is 2020. We're in the middle of it now. We've been praying and praying and praying for years leading up to this year. And now we're seeing huge things manifesting all over the world. But we continue to pray for the end of human trafficking. We continue to pray for the end of modern day slavery. And we see the manifestations now in so many different ways and different possibilities of how things could actually end. So let's continue to pray. Let's continue to ask God for Him to intervene in the affairs of mankind and Him to bring an end to that which is an abomination unto Him and that which is completely contrary to His kingdom, His plan, His purpose. The Son of God came to set the captives free, and the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. So we pray for the manifestation of the kingdom of God and for the finished work of Christ Jesus to be applied on this entire earth in this regard, and to deal with this issue of human trafficking and modern day slavery around the world. We pray for that. So, just an admonition to you all in this time, keep your focus and your attention on Christ. Because the worlders are going to try to draw you into all kinds of foolishness, all kinds of stupid discussions, stupid conversations, distracting entertainments, mind-numbing, just non-stop what they're going to try to pull you into the middle of. But you make a decision. You make a deliberate, conscious decision and keep your attention on Christ. When you pray, it's going to regulate your mind and your thoughts. And then out of that state of prayer, or out of that act of prayer, you can walk through your day in a state of prayer with your attention on Christ, so that you can hear and flow with the Spirit of God to do what God has for you to do in this time. So, yep, it's non-stop right now. I know some of you get weary, so I pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord God, for every one of us that is tired in your spirit, in your heart, in your emotions, in your body, in the chemical balances in your body. Lord, I just pray for rest, peace, and Lord God, a quickening of your Holy Spirit so that your people can do the thing you had for them to do and be what you made them to be. Lord, I pray for those that need healing. I pray that you would heal them right now in Jesus' name. In this moment, right now, in Jesus' name. Father, heal your people. Cleanse, Lord, your people. Quicken your people to walk in your plan and in your purpose. And Father God, set your people free from every yoke and every bondage. We pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you guys. You know, with all that's taking place around the world in this time, don't worry. You know, don't worry. The same exact scripture that Jesus gave us in Matthew 6, you know, don't worry about tomorrow, for sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. That doesn't change when we come into times of tribulation. Still there. Still the exact same application. Don't worry. Don't worry about anything. Just in all things with prayer and supplication, make your request known to God. God will help you, quicken you. He'll take care of you. Don't worry. And, you know, trust Him. Trust His provision. Trust His protection. Trust His leading. Trust His guiding. Trust what God is going to do with you and through you. Keep your focus on Him, and He'll lead and guide you through all this. God bless you all. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. I know we don't always get back to everybody, but we do read your mails. And we're grateful for you. Thank you. God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime really soon. All right. Bye.